Norman Foster was knighted in 1990, and since 1999, when he received a life peerage, he can call himself Lord Norman Foster of Thames Bank. He's one of the most successful architects in the world today. Born and raised in Manchester, he studied architecture at Manchester University and at Yale University in the United States. He was one of the co-founders of the Team 4 group of architects who designed numerous innovative residential projects in the 1960s. The company he later founded, Foster & Partners, won many awards and competitions in the course of the following decades. Foster himself was awarded the Pritzker Architecture Prize, which is considered the highest honour for a living architect and is often called the Nobel Prize of Architecture. He's also received the Gold Medal of the Royal Institute of British Architects and the Order of Merit of the Federal Republic of Germany. Norman Foster is an architect of the superlative. Among his designs are the world's biggest airport in Beijing and its highest bridge in southern France. Typical of Foster's work is the mingling of state-of-the-art high-tech architecture with ecologically friendly lighting and climate concepts. The wide range of commissions he's carried out encompasses not only airports, bridges and bank headquarters, but private homes, art galleries, libraries and museums, as well as furniture and everyday objects. Note the grey waste paper baskets that blend in so inconspicuously with the interior design of the library. They were also designed by Norman Foster. After the UK, Germany is the country that can boast the largest number of Foster buildings. The Commerzbank Tower in Frankfurt, the design of the inland harbour in Duisburg, the redevelopment of the central train station in Dresden, and the Multimedia Centre in Hamburg are just a few of the projects that the company Foster & Partners has carried out in Germany. You're probably familiar with the transparent domed roof of the Reichstag building, which offers a unique view of Berlin's government centre. Before continuing on our tour, which will take us down the elevator to the lower level, we should let the architect, Lord Norman Foster, speak for himself. Please press the star button.